ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकचक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वयादि न इति विज्ञराभेतं मां शरणं स्वीय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेयो तं सर्वभूतैर्जयम्
When Vyas and Narad Goswami met together, then Vyas told that I am unhappy. Though I have written so many shastras and so many realizations I have, but yet I am not happy in this life. Why he was unhappy and what Narad told him, he should stand up and tell what I told previous day. Why he was unhappy and what Narad told him.
So
that should be here a seat for a standing devotee who will speak. Narad Goswami is telling that why you are not satisfied? Because you have done so many Purans, Mahabharata, Vedanta Sutra, you are divided for Vedas into four parts. But everywhere you have kept the prominency of Artha, Dharma, Kama, Moksha. Understand? In Mahabharata there is some glorification of Krishna. He took birth from the womb of Devaki and he was 400. And especially of Mahabharata Krishna, of Dwarkadhish Krishna. And prominency was there, dharma, artha, moksha and all other things. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha only for doer. There is no relation with Krishna, not for the happiness of Krishna. Happiness of self. So he has not done all these things in that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Krishnastu Bhagavan
Swayam.
He is the son of Brajendranandan, Jasoda and Nanda. He was controlled by them. He had played with Braj. All. He was especially beloved of gopis. He did rash. He was defeated by his friends, especially by gopis. Krishna has admitted this fact. So anywhere he had not written all these things. Only he has given the supremacy of dharma, artha, kam and moksha. Only for soul, not for Krishna. So this thing was not vivid in so many Purans, Mahabharata. Especially we see in Mahabharata that Krishna was suited by any hunter and he was killed. It is written in Bhagavad. And also it is written that Pandavas went to Himalayas and they were mixed in
ice.
It is not true. Malli, the in Mahabharata and all Purans, the relation between husband and wife, like Savitri Satyavan, like Sati Anusuya, like Vasishtha Arundhati, all these things. Nal Damayanti. He expressed all these things. A duty of son to his father. A duty of chest lady to his her husband. Supremacy of Jiva Daya. Jiva Daya means?
Mercy to the soul.
He has glorified Dadhichi Muni, who gave his place for protecting a prison. Shivi. And Dadhichi has given his
bones.
Haddi for Vajra.
Bones.
He has glorified Harishchandra Maharaj because he given everything to Vishwamitra. But these are not actually highest things. Love, the affection and love for Krishna is supreme thing. So he did it. So Narada is telling that he should glorify himself, Krishna, the son of Yashoda, the friend of Sridham Subal, the beloved of gopis. He told that how I can do? Then he told his own history to Vyasadeva. Four things are very special helpful for any devotee. Bhaktapada jal, bhaktapada,
bhaktapada dhuliya,
bhaktapada jal, bhaktabhukta shesh ei tin sadhana. The lotus dust of feet of any devotee, remnant of devotee, remnant of Krishna is Mahaprasad, and remnant of any
Vaishnava.
Vaishnava, so not so called, actually Vaishnava, is Mahaprasad. The water of the lotus feet of Krishna is Charanamrita. But the
foot washing water.
Water of Vaishnava lotus feet is very, very weak Charanamrita. So, these things should be served. Narada is telling that I have applied all these things and that is why my heart became pure and I went to the forest and saw my Ishtadev Narada. So, you should adopt bhakti. And by bhakti yoga, you will realize all these things. Be in samadhi. What is the meaning of samadhi? Don't sleep. Don't sleep. Very precious time. Don't sit like this. Sit like this. Otherwise, sleepiness will come if you are doing like so. easily seated.
Bhakti yogena manasa samyak panihite amale apashyat purusham purnam mayancha jada pashyam. What is the purport of this sloka written by Swamiji? First canto, seventh chapter, fourth sloka. Yes.
Thus he fixed his mind, perfectly engaging it by linking it in devotional service, bhakti yoga, without any tinge of materialism. And thus he saw the absolute personality of Godhead, along with his external energy, which was under full control, purport. Perfect vision of the absolute truth is possible only by the linking process of devotional service. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. One can perfectly realize the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, only by the process of devotional service. And one can enter into the kingdom of God by such perfect knowledge. Imperfect realization of the absolute by the partial approach of the impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma does not permit anyone to enter into the kingdom of God. Sri Narada advised Srila Vyasadeva to become absorbed in transcendental meditation on the personality of Godhead and his activities. Srila Vyasadeva did not take notice of the effulgence of Brahman because that is not absolute vision. The absolute vision is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. In the Upanishads, it is confirmed that Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead, is covered by the golden glowing Hiranmayena Patrena veil of impersonal Brahman. And when that curtain is removed by the mercy of the Lord, the real face of the Absolute is seen. The Absolute is mentioned here as Purusha or person. The Absolute Personality of Godhead is mentioned in so many Vedic literatures and in the Gita. The Purusha is confirmed as the eternal and original person. That person has manifold energies out of which the internal, external, and marginal energies are specifically important. The energy mentioned here is the external energy, as will be clear from the statements of her activities. The internal energy is there along with the absolute person, as the moonlight is there with the moon. The external energy is compared to darkness because it keeps the living entities in the darkness of ignorance. The word apashrayam suggests that this energy of the Lord is under full control. The internal potency or superior energy is also called maya, but it is spiritual maya, or energy exhibited in the absolute realm. When one is under the shelter of this internal potency, the darkness of material ignorance is at once dissipated. And even those who are atmaram, or fixed in trance, take shelter of this maya, or internal energy. Devotional service or bhakti yoga is the function of this internal energy. Thus, there is no place for the inferior energy or material energy, just as there is no place for darkness in the effulgence of spiritual light. Such internal energy is even superior to the spiritual bliss obtainable in the conception of impersonal Brahman. It is stated in the Gita that the impersonal Brahman effulgence is also an emanation from the absolute personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The Parama Purusha cannot be anyone except Sri Krishna himself, as will be explained in later slokas.
Very good.
Again, you should hear. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak panihite amale. That's it. Knew that I am very
qualified.
I know Krishna.
But Narada is telling that you are not, it is not sufficient. So give up all your egos of learning and everything. Be like flute, nothing inside. And pray Krishna that he should manifest himself in your heart. So samadhi means, what is the meaning of samadhi? Samadhi, to be equal
level.
Equal level of Krishna. How it will be? Getting all material knowledges. And what? Aham Brahmasmi, this knowledge also giving up. I am very simple servant of Krishna, knowing nothing. I am destitute. I am
insignificant.
Insignificant.
I don't know anything. So you should manifest prachodayat. No? Prachodayat. You should manifest yourself how you are. How beautiful, how strong, how having all kinds of knowledge, shakti, power, all kinds of qualities. You should manifest yourself. Guru has given this thing to us, but we are not following truly. But he followed at once, because he was like God, like Narayan. He has some control over mind. We have no control. But we can follow. So he did it. At once he surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. You should manifest yourself. After some time, he was absorbed in samadhi and saw Pranihite Amale. He became pure. Out of Maya, apashyata purusham purna. He took darshan of Purna Purush. Who is Purna Purush? Means a supreme personality of Godhead, ocean of rush, having all aprakrit attributes, qualities, especially bhakta vatsal, having so much mercy. Without reason, what?
Causeless.
Causeless, merciful, everything. And he saw Nanda Yashoda there also, all gopis, especially all the gopis, and standing with or sitting in Vrindavan or Radha Kund anywhere with Srimati Radhika, playing on float, smiling. Everything is so. What has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam from 10th canto, first chapter to last, 19. Everything is so. He saw all the pastimes of Krishna like a cinema reel from butt to last point. He saw. Apashyata purusham purna, that he saw at that time. Also that lila, Rash lila also, Brahmar Gita also, Venu Gita also, everything he saw. He saw the lilas of Dwarka Puri, everything. Also he saw Mayang tadapashayam. Apashayam means standing
behind,
not in front. Two kinds of maya are there. One yogmaya and another is
mahamaya.
Mahamaya.
Mahamaya always stands on back side like a shadow. And Jogmaya always in front, helping all jivas to serve Krishna and conjugal Radha Krishna. So here he is telling that Hisha, Purna Purush, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brajendranandana, Shyamasundara, with Radhika and Gop, Gopis, cows, cowherds, everything, cups, everything. Yeah. And he also saw that Mayavaji standing
behind
him like a shadow. How some feeling shame. Why shame? That the part and parcels of Krishna, these jivas, I'm giving pain to them. I'm giving them in fire of this worldly tritap, jan, maran, and all other things. So, she has some shame. Because all the jivas are so much near and dear to Krishna. And in front of Krishna, he takes them, those who are forgetting Krishna. And she is punishing all in a very cruel way. Why she is punishing? That one day they should repent for this. That I have forgotten Krishna, so all these suffering sorrows are coming. So they may change their view and they may know Krishna and serve Krishna. So she has become so cruel. What is called Maya? Maya has two letters. Ma, Ya. Ya, what we are seeing, this is called Ya. Ma, nothing. Which we are seeing that she is my mother, he is my brother, he is her husband, I am her son. All are nothing, is illusory. So the relation between them, the world is not mithya?
False.
But the relations are false and it is due to Maya. Any conditioned soul, fan giving up his false egos and surrenders himself in the lotus feet of any qualified guru, sadguru, then this Maya gradually goes up and Yoga Maya comes and helps so that we can serve Krishna. Without the help of Yoga Maya, no pastimes of Krishna. Krishna cannot come here. We cannot see him, but only by the help of Yoga Maya we can see Krishna, which is out of Maya, this illusory Maya. He also, jaso mohitam jiva atmanam tigunatmakam paro api manute anartham tatkritan chapi papadyate. Souls are so much superior than Maya. Maya is ignorance. Jiva is actually part and parcel of Vibhuchit Krishna Anuchita, particle, Chit Vastu. But he is more superior than this Prakriti Maya. But how Maya controls Jiva, even being superior, he is telling Vyasadeva. Jayaso mohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. Jiva thinks that I am trigunatmakam, that I am this body. I am son of that person. I am husband of that lady. I am wife of that person. He thinks. And this physical body is
is made from five
elements.
And all are prakrit. All are
material.
So, being out of material himself, Jeev thinks that I am material body. This. Why is? Because of Maya. Paropu manute anartam tat kritan chabhi anarthopa samam sakshat bhakti yogam adhakshaje. If anyone, by the grace of Gurudev, he will know that I am not under the control of Maya, I am not this physical body, I am not this mind, and he will surrender. And if he will take him as a disciple, giving up Harinam and Diksha, what is the meaning of Diksha giving? That knowledge that there are 10 kinds of basic principles of Vaishnava theory. That we should only know that Ved Upanishad and especially Srimad Bhagavat is Pramana.
Evidence.
We should realize on this. Nothing else. Secondly, Hari is supreme. Who is Hari? Krishna is himself Hari. His supreme personality of Godhead. He has so many powers, all kinds of power he has. So much opulent, all opulence in him. All Madhurji is in him. Everything in him. There are two kinds of, he is ocean of Russia. There are two kinds of jiva coming from him, not actually coming from him, but by his shakti, by his power. From jiva shakti, lots of jiva among them we are. And chit shakti, everything which comes from, which is in Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha. So chit shakti and maya shakti, this so many lakhs and lakh brahmand comes from maya shakti. So when guru gives by only practicing bhakti, we can have a darshan and service of Krishna. By bhakti, we will be purified and Krishna prem will come, then we can realize Krishna. There are 10 principles. Guru gives all 10 principles to disciple. And then he realizes who is Krishna, who am I, what is the relation between Krishna and myself. Then he realizes achinta bheda bheda. There is some bheda, difference and
non-difference.
At a time. So he realizes all these things. And by bhakti he realizes what is Krishna. Like Vyasadeva he has realized. Narthopa samam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokhaje. Who is adhokshat? Out of Maya, Krishna is situated. So he is adhokshat. He is aprakrita. More than that, lokasya ajanato vidvansya kresha satsanghitayam. So those who are not knowing all these facts, for them, what he saw in his samadhi, by bhakti yoga, he wrote all these things. So Srimad Bhagavati samadhi bhasha, samadhi language. No mal. Mal means?
No spots.
Spot.
No spot. Spotless. Amal. Spotless.
Pure. Quite pure Srimad Bhagavatam.
No impurity.
Purans, we can be, have some doubts. But
Srimad Bhagavat will not tell all these things. He has told that a guru, he can also be given up if he is against Vaishnava, criticizing Vaishnavas. Knowing everything, he should be given. Like Bali Maharaj gave up his guru there, Shukracharya. He was telling that you should not give all things to Vamandev. He warned him. So he did not listen and told that, I don't want a guru like you. So any Shastra, it has not written, but only in Srimad Bhagavat. If a husband is not helpful in bhakti, he should be given up. If a chaste lady is not helpful in Krishna consciousness service to me, then this chaste lady should be given up. A son who is not serving Krishna, give up at once. A father who is not serving Krishna, he should also be. In Mahabharata, it has not been told. If a person who is not serving Krishna, no, and he has leprosy, no belief in God, but a lady should serve his husband, her husband, in any way, up till this life. It has been given in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, that there was a very chaste lady, very good chaste lady. His husband has leprosy. He cannot walk, always lamenting. One day, she saw that he was so much worried. He asked his husband, why you are so worried? He was shaming, not telling, because it was a fact of shame. He requested that you should tell me, I will help you. Don't be worried. Then he told in his ear that you are very beautiful. You have all qualities. You are a chaste wife. But I saw a prostitute and I want to test. Oh, yes, I will help you. She went and served that prostitute. And she took a word that my husband, who is he has leprosy, will come to you. Yes, he can come in night. She took her husband on his shoulders. And night he was going to that prostitute. Some rishi on the way were meditating. This chaste lady, taking her husband on his shoulders, was going in the night, and it was so darkness that the feet of her husband touched that rishi head, and he came in senses and told at once cost that the person who has walked me and whose legs has touched me, he should die at once. Before sunrise. When sunrise will come and he will die. Then the chaste lady was so worried what to do. He kept his husband there and waited for sunrise. When sunrise, he stopped to sunrise. Huh? If I'm chaste lady, I've served my husband, sun should not shine. Sun never came. One day, 2 days. So many days passed, but sun was not coming. So all the demigods were so worried. They went to Brahma, and Brahma also came there. Oh, you should ask anything, I will give you. But let sun come, otherwise whole world will be finished. She told that I cannot do back because I will be, if you widow, my husband will die. Oh, we were telling you that if son comes, your husband will die. But we will again give him life and he will very beautiful and safe, young, very strong and having so many qualities. Then she agreed. Son came, he was dead, and at once Brahma came and he kept some mantra. He took water from his
kamandalu
and sprouted. Sprinkled. And at once he became very beautiful young man. Vyasadeva written all these things. It means he is telling that any lady whose husband has not bhakti, his leprosy, his testing all the bad activities for past lives, and still serving of that husband is more superior. But in Srimad Bhagavat it has been rejected. Why? No gain at all. Again they will have birth. And nothing will be gained. Next birth, her husband will go anywhere and he will be. Her husband will be wife or any woman and he will be. She will be because she is so
attached
and he is so attached to in her. Wives. And thus, no relation at all, no gain at all. So, Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavata rejected all the principle which he established in Mahabharata and Puran. So, those who are not knowing, for them he did Srimad Bhagavatam. He compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Lokasya ajanato vidvans chakre, to know that and to follow Krishna Bhakti. What Bhakti? Braja Bhakti, especially. Srimad Bhagavat will give Braja Bhakti because Srila Vyas has told about Dhruva and rejected. He has also told Prahlad Maharaj Bhakti, but Gyan Bhakti, not pure Bhakti, not Braja Bhakti. By following Prahlad Maharaj, anyone cannot have the Bhakti of Braja. Following Hanuman, serving Ram, anyone cannot go in Braja and serve Radha Krishna conjugal. Never. What to tell them? Even you are serving Dwarkadhish like Rukmini. More than Rukmini Shaptamama, you are serving like that. You will have to be in Dwarka. With so opulence, no madhur. So he has rejected this also. Why he rejected? All the Rukmini, Shatabhama, all the kings of Krishna in Dwarka. They are praying for the lotus dust of the feet of gopis. This was it. Uddhava from Dwarka he came and Mathura, he was the associates of Mathura and Dwarka. He has prayed like that. Āśāmaho charanarene juśāmaham syam vrindāvane kimapi gulmalatoshadhinam jastu sajana svajana ārja pathancha hitva bheje mukunda padabhaṁ suti bheme vegyam bandhi nanda prajai istrinaṁ pādarenu vabhikṣṇasa jāsāṁ hari kathod gīt punāt bhuvanatrayam. Here Uddhava is pratinidhitva karte hai. Represents Dwarka, all queens, Akrur, Ugrasen, all the queens and all of Jadavansi. And tells, he has come from there and he is telling, Āśāmaho charanarene juśāmaham syam. I want to have a dust from the Lord's feet of gopis. Only one dust. You can think. Imagine. Dust of home feet. If there is one dust, then from where? From the dust of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. One dust.
Particle.
No? Especially his tail. Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam. Not I don't want anyone. There are so many friends, though many servants in Braja, cows, buffalo, everything is there. There are peacocks. Nanda Jasoda, I don't want that feet. Dust. Nanda Braja Istrinam. Those who is most superior. Who is most superior? I want that. So Vyas has, Sukadeva Goswami or Vyas has refuted all these things and established that gopi prem is the highest. So this is Srimad Bhagavata is not book of glorifying Krishna more, but glorifying Srimati Radhika and gopi's prem. And this is the most highest class of glory of Krishna. When Krishna tells, admits himself, I cannot repay you. Your prem is so high class, your love and affection to me, without any gain. You can give up your husbands, your children, your everything, your decorations, everything you can give. Anyone is not like you in this world. So I cannot repay you in lakhs and lakhs births, what to tell in one birth. So be pleased with me. By your virtues, not by my anything else. So Srimad Bhagavat is the glory of Krishna, that is glory of Radhika and all gopis. So he wrote it for all the persons. Jasya vaisru yamanayam krishne parama purushe. So those who are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, only reading will not do. He sa sanghitam bhagavatim krita anukramya cha atmajam sukam adhyapayamas nibrittim nirtam muni. You know that Vyas was so much renounced from this world. Mahabhairagi he was. No attachment at all with anyone, with his body or anything. So he called his son and he taught Srimad Bhagavatam. He unko padhaya, mane?
He taught him.
Taught him. And he became pure bhakta, very arashik Vaishnava. So those who will hear this Srimad Bhagavatam, bhakti upapadyate krishne parma purushe shoka moha bhayapa. All kinds of suffering, false ego, all kinds of
lamentation,
everything will go away automatically by following Srimad Bhagavatam, reading and hearing, especially hearing from any bona fide guru, rasik tattvajna. So he did this Srimad Bhagavatam. কত বললাম একটা কীর্তন হয়ে যাক আচ্ছা হ্যাঁ আই ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট আফটার দ্যাট হি বিগিন শ্রীমদ ভাগবত আই থিঙ্ক দ্যাট দ্যাট ফার্স্ট টাইম অফ পুরঞ্জন উপাখ্যান শুড বি টোল্ড বাই ইউ হ্যাভ নট প্রিপেয়ার্ড What?
Kapila.
Kapila Devi Hati. So Kapila Devi Hati, you should do. Told to her mother. His mother told us that I want to know in a very brief your all things, what you have told me. Then Mercifully he told, Satang prasangamam abhijya samvidau bhavantarita karna rasayana katha tajyosanata asu apabhat vartmani saddha rati bhakti me anukravish. He told that I'm not telling only for you, for whole human persons, for whole beings, that sadhu sangha is most supreme. Without sadhu sangha, you cannot gain anything. And he should be sadhu actually, not a Kali Yugi sadhu. Only cheating, material things. He should be bona fide sadhu. Always doing kirtan. Always engaging everyone in Krishna service. His tongue, his mind, his body, his all senses. Who knows the trick how to engage all these things for the service of Krishna. He is the real guru. Especially in Kali Yuga, who has so much absorbed in doing kirtan. Making here Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Creepers, plants, animals, those who are quite ignorant, they should also hear Hare Krishna. So preaching is there. So he is telling, Satan Prasangamam Virya Samvido. The association of pure sadhus is the mother or the root of bhakti.